At 7:06, we have sunshine, 52 degrees in Tulsa. However, by this afternoon, we could have some rain at a high of only 74. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The John Hope Franklin Center for Reconciliation's annual national symposium brings the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi as its keynote speaker. Dr. Raj Mohan Gandhi spoke last night about his famous ancestor and his optimism about reconciliation efforts worldwide.
I think most of us want to the better image to triumph in the end. And so there is a great deal of positive feelings to build upon as we go about this business of reconciling the world.
In his address, he encouraged awareness of reconciliation efforts outside the United States as well as internally. Governor Fallon has signed legislation that overhauls the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and streamlines the administration of the agency's Child Welfare Division. The governor signed four measures yesterday during a ceremony attended by members of the House and Senate and others who helped develop the proposals. Meanwhile, an Ethics Commission ruling that forced Oklahoma Department of Human Services Commissioner Stephen Dow to resign could have far-reaching consequences.
Their ruling makes it so that anyone who does business or is regulated in some way by the department that they are serving on the board or commission of is probably precluded from serving in that oversight role.
In addition to being on the commission, Dow is also the director of the Tulsa Community Action Project. He always recused himself from CAP discussions, and his appointment was recently reviewed and cleared by Attorney General Scott Pruitt's office. Well, several people are in custody this morning following a lengthy standoff with Tulsa police. It all unfolded last night in a neighborhood near Pine and North Utica. They were wanted for stealing weapons. Police used pepper spray to force them to come out and surrender. Well, several miles away and unrelated, police say one person was killed by a drive-by shooting that took place near the Bradford Apartments on 32nd Street North near Garrison. It's an unexpected and rather unwelcome delay for plane passengers headed to Tulsa from Chicago. Marshall Stewart reports on yesterday's runway mishap at one of the world's busiest airports.
A Tulsa-bound passenger plane slides off the runway at O'Hare International Airport after returning there because of mechanical problems. The pilot circled back but veered off the runway upon landing. The plane came to a stop on a paved area, and passengers were then taken by bus to another gate. Spokesman Greg Cunningham says none of the 28 passengers or three crew members aboard the American Eagle flight were injured. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Summer Cafe program provides free meals to kids in Tulsa when school is out during the summer. And during the year, 84% of the students use the free and reduced meal program in the Tulsa Public Schools. Spokesman Corbin Anderson says there's still a need in the summer.
68 locations this year, and several of them are schools, but the vast majority of them are actually other, community entities that are really interested in making sure that the kids have the food that they need and that they're not going hungry over the summer.
To find this year's serving locations, Anderson says, go to the Tulsa Public Schools website. Our weather forecast, clouds thicken with a 30% chance of rain by this afternoon and a high of 74. Tonight, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, 58 will be the overnight low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and 82, and then on Sunday and Monday, hot with late day thunderstorms and a high both days of 90. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 710, sunshine and 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.